Hello everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Christopher and...
Mike!
I'm not also Mike, but
no,
this is Mike.
I am Mike and you are Christopher, and these are some fun facts for everyone.
That's right, these are the March fun facts, and I love fun facts.
Me too.
Because I usually write them.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, so I learn a lot
while
writing them.
That's a good thing when you can learn something while you're doing your work.
That's right.
Great.
But the problem is mm-hmm. when we teach the lesson, mm-hmm. I tend to know the answer.
Oh, that's true. Okay,
yeah.
So maybe you should ask me the questions.
Right.
Since you will hopefully know the right answer, but I don't. So I'll have to really test my brain with these. So it seems our first fun fact is all about, marriage and love and stuff like that.
Yeah, it is.
Interesting. We don't usually have a lot of facts about love. Usually they're about, you know, science or history or something like that.
Yeah.
But, we're going to have one about love. And then I think the second one is about the hospital. Something like that. Yeah. Mm. So come back and join us with some fun facts right after this.
Reading. Fun facts. 1. Have you ever wondered why happy couples getting married put rings on the third finger of their left hands? A. This is the most used finger on your left hand. B. People long ago believed a vein connected to the heart was in that finger. C. The number 3 is lucky, so people believe the marriage will be blessed. The bells are ringing if your answer is B. Though no such vein actually exists, Romans back in the day called it vena amoris, or vein of love. Amazingly though, this is not the only possible reason for placing the ring on the third finger. The third finger is less used, so a ring on that finger is less likely to get in the way. 2. You've probably noticed hospital staff wear green or blue scrubs. Do you know why? A. It's because it makes them easy to spot while in the hospital. B. It's because they are less expensive to make than white scrubs. C. It's because they're easy on the eyes of doctors, especially surgeons. You've got a healthy mind if you guessed C. Surgeons originally wore white in the operating room. However, looking at the red insides of a patient and then the white outfit of a coworker caused them to see green spots. It's the same effect that happens to us after we see a direct flash of a camera. To prevent this visual trickery, green or blue scrubs were used because they are opposite red on the color wheel.
All right, let's dive right into the article.
Okay, I'm ready for my first question.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you ever wondered why happy couples getting married put rings on the third finger on their left hands?
Have I ever wondered, have I ever thought about when couples get married, right? A man and a woman, for example, get married. That's right. When they get married, they put a ring on, and it's the third finger of the left hand.
Yeah.
So that's this hand. Over here.
The one behind your head.
The left hand. Okay. Have I ever wondered that? No. I have never wondered why that is. But it's a good question. Why don't they put it on the second finger of the right hand or on the thumb or somewhere else?
Well.
Okay.
Here are our options.
I have some options. This will make it better.
Yeah,
easier.
It makes it a little easier.
Okay.
A. This is the most used finger on the left hand.
No, come on, that's crazy. You hardly ever use this finger.
Okay.
What do you use this? Clean your ears? No?
No.
Do bad signs to people? Hey, you! No.
Dig in your nose?
Nothing. All right. It's useless.
B.
Not A. Okay.
Not A.
Mm.
People long ago believed a vein connected to the heart was in that finger.
Huh. People believed a vein connected right up to my heart was in that finger. Veins, of course, are the small kind of like a tube,
right,
but carries blood all around our bodies.
Exactly.
Right? And of course, they're all connected to the heart, which is where the blood gets pumped from. So people long ago believed that there is a connection between this finger and your heart, and of course, the heart is where love is and all that kind of thing. I don't know. People a long time ago believed a lot of crazy stuff. So
that's true.
That doesn't seem too crazy. Okay, what about C?
All right, and C, the number 3 is lucky.
So people believe
the marriage will be blessed.
Oh, because it's the third finger.
Right.
The number 3 is lucky.
Well, it's the third finger to some people. I guess to others it might be the fourth.
That's true. If you count this way, it's the second finger.
Right. Depends on how you count it. But this finger, the one that we commonly call the ring finger.
The other thing is, I've never really heard the number 3 being a lucky number. You might say 8 or lucky 7, you know, certain numbers like that. 3, I've never really heard it being a special number, lucky or unlucky. So I'm going to go with B.
With B?
I'm going to go with B, yeah. The idea that there's a vein that connects this finger right up to your heart, and of course the heart is where love is. We should mention vein, we talked about it briefly,
right?
It's this tube, they're all through your body, we have miles of them, and it just moves the blood all around your body, right?
That's
so when you're trying to see, you know, like in the movie, they check to see if someone's alive by putting their fingers, they're feeling for the vein so that they can feel your heart beating.
That's right, and you can see your veins through your skin, they're usually blue,
kind of bluish color.
The blue lines, and that's because our blood is blue until it becomes oxidized. Until oxygen meets our blood, it's blue, and then it becomes red.
Oh, and also the outside of the vein has a bluish color to it. Yeah, yeah.
I've never actually tore off my skin to look at it.
No, I think that's true. Anyway, we have an example sentence for vein, don't we?
When a doctor is performing surgery, they have to be careful not to cut important veins, or the patient might die.
Right. We've seen this in movies and things like that, right?
Right.
The blood's coming out. Yeah. It's because a vein got broken or cut.
Right.
Or
and they have to, like close it off and cauterize it, which means, like, they put heat to it, like fire to burn seal it.
Interesting.
All right.
Okay.
Here's
Thanks
our answer. Yeah, no problem. The bells are ringing if your answer is B.
B. B was, which one was B?
B was your, guess with the vein.
Was it? Yay! Ding dong, ding dong. The
bells are ringing. You're one for one so far.
Okay, often they would ring bells back in the old days for good news, right? The king, you know, a new king has been born or something like that. We won the war.
I think the bells are ringing because it's usually used with weddings.
Because it's a happy thing, right? It's a big announcement.
Okay.
It's a happy thing. So the bells are ringing because B. It says, though no such vein actually exists.
That's
we
right.
know now that there isn't really a vein. Romans, this is 2,000 years ago, so, you know, their science wasn't quite so good. But Romans back in the day called it vena amoris, or the vein of love.
Ah, your Latin is very good.
Thank you.
Mine is terrible.
Well, you know.
Okay, a Roman is a person from the Roman Empire, as he said many years ago, and Rome is the capital city of Italy today.
Right. Yes. Right. Yeah. So if you're thinking like the movie Gladiator,
Right,
that was Rome back then. Interesting. Okay, amazingly it says, this is not the only possible reason for placing the ring on the third finger. There might be another good reason to put a ring there. What is that reason?
Right, the third finger is less used.
Remember,
option A was the most used. It's actually the less used. And so a ring on that finger is less likely to get in the way. Meaning it's less likely to get damaged, you're less likely to get it all banged up or maybe ruin the stone.
Right, right. And okay, interesting. Yeah, because, I mean, you use this finger like if you're, you know, drinking coffee or something, it might hit against things or fall off easily, whereas it's kind of protected there.
Yeah.
Cool, it doesn't get in the way. If something gets in the way, it kind of stops something from happening. If you're trying to walk down the street and there's a car right in front of you, that car is getting in the way. You're going to have to walk around around the car or go over it or under it, but you can't go straight because something has gotten or will get in the way. For example, homework keeps getting in the way of playing video games. I'm trying to play video games, but I have to stop because my homework needs to be done. It's getting
That's
in the
right.
way. It's annoying.
I wrote that sentence for
Did
all
you?
Of our readers and listeners out there that love to play video games, but probably can't because of things getting in the way.
Things do get in the way, absolutely.
But I figured it was a way that you could use this sentence frequently.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. It's stopping you from doing something.
Get in the way is our shortcut for you, so let's take a quick break and check out how to use this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
When does the parade start?
In a few minutes, I think. Let's move over there first.
Oh, why?
I don't want to get in the way of the parade.
Which way should we get in then?
To get in the way means to prevent something from happening.
I understand. Get in the way is 妨碍, 阻碍.
Yes. If we stand here, then we'll block the parade. Let's stand there.
Hey!
What is it?
If you stand there, you will get in the way of my view.
All right, welcome back. That was fun.
That was fun. I really enjoyed that. It didn't get in the way of our article at all. We can continue on.
That's right. Here is our second fun fact for today's article.
Woo!
You've probably noticed hospital staff, that's the people that work at the hospital,
right,
or staff in general.
Doctors, work. Nurses,
right.
People like that. Yep.
They wear green or blue scrubs.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
They do.
Do you know why?
Actually, I know the answer to this
Ooh.
Question. I think I do. But before we get to the answers, our choices, we should mention that scrubs is a special term we use for the clothes that staff in a hospital will wear. Doctors and nurses, especially when they're kind of operating on
That's
people,
right?
We're not talking about the white long coats that doctors would wear or the white uniforms that the nurses might wear with their little hats and that kind of thing. What we're talking about is the more comfortable, casual kind of clothes they
That's
wear.
Right.
Especially when they're working directly with the patients. They're often green, maybe a light blue, sometimes yellow or pink, right?
Yeah, but I think therapists, the people that help you do exercises after you've had surgery,
right? Yeah,
they
yeah.
tend to wear like maybe happier colors like pink or purple.
Okay, yeah.
I think they also use different colors to color code the positions in the hospital.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, yeah, many jobs they do that. But if you're in the operating room, right, where the patient's lying there and they're like cutting them in to open them, this is where you see them always wearing scrubs, right? And they're often green or blue in color.
That's right.
Okay, so why do they choose that color? Why not pink? Why not black? Why not gray?
Why not red?
Why not red?
All right, well, A.
Yes.
It's because it makes them easy to spot while in the hospital.
Okay, so if I run into the hospital, I need help. I can see someone wearing green, and I know that's a doctor or a nurse.
Right.
Like police officers wear blue, or firefighters might wear red or something.
Or yellow.
Or yellow.
I think they wear yellow.
So you can see them more easily.
Do you think this is the correct option?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either, because we said there are different colors.
Right, and sometimes doctors and nurses wear white coats and stuff,
that's
so they don't all wear the same thing. All right, B.
B. It's because they are less expensive to make than white scrubs.
Oh, because they make so many of them, right? They have to wear them all the time. They're cheaper when they're green than if they're white. That doesn't make much sense to me, no. Because if you go to a store and you buy clothes, there's no different price for the different colors. Right?
Usually.
Usually
no.
Clothes are the same price. If you buy a black, white, or red t-shirt, it's all the same price.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yep.
then C.
C.
It's because they're easy on the eyes of doctors, especially surgeons.
Easy on the eyes. So it's not a bright color. You can imagine in a doctor when he's operating, there's lots of light if they have too much light going in their eyes, they could miss something. They could not see things clearly.
That's right.
Okay. I would probably go with C, because it's the surgeons we see and the nurses who work with the surgeons who are always wearing this.
That's right.
So that seems like a good reason. We should mention what a surgeon is. It's kind of a slightly different kind of doctor
we find
in hospitals.
Yeah. They're a doctor that is specifically trained to perform medical operations or procedures.
So when someone's cutting you open and taking things out, that's a surgeon.
That's right.
When you have a cold and you go to a doctor's office and they say, you know, take this medicine, that is not a surgeon. That's called a physician, P-H-Y-S-I-C-I-A-N. So when you're really sick and the physician can't help you with the medicine, then you go see the surgeon and they cut you open and
take out all the bad parts.
Fix you that way. Okay.
We could spell surgeon as well. It's S-U-R-G-E-O-N,
yes.
Surgeon. And here's our example sentence. The surgeon removed the tumor from the patient's stomach.
That's what surgeons do.
Yeah, they remove things.
Exactly.
Or fix things.
And make you better.
Now, one thing, we did say easy on the eyes.
Yes.
Which means, in this case, it just means it doesn't affect your eyes in a negative way. It's
right.
Not hard to see. But, as people used to say, easy on the eyes actually meant, like, attractive.
Pretty, yeah. If someone was easy on the eyes, they're good-looking or attractive.
Yeah,
right.
It's a very old phrase, but most people still know it.
Right, okay. So what's the answer?
You've got a healthy mind.
Yes.
If you guessed C.
C, that they're easy on the eyes of the surgeons.
You're 2 for 2 today.
Yes.
All right, surgeons originally wore white in the operating room.
Sure.
The operating room is a special room where people are operated on in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where the surgeons perform their work.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, in British English, it's called the operating theater.
Yes, the operating theater.
Yes, where there's an audience.
Right. Well, back in the old days when they had all the young surgeons, they actually did sit around in raised seats. It looked kind of like
they could learn.
Like a little theater. Yeah, exactly. All right.
So
the operating room, we have an example. Your surgery will take place in the operating room. And, of course, surgeons are the doctors who do surgery.
That's right.
There you go.
However, looking at the red insides of a patient and then the white outfit of a coworker. Caused them to see green spots.
Interesting. It's tricking their eyes a little bit.
That's right. Oh. It's the same effect that happens to us after we see a direct flash of a camera.
Right, or when a car shines its lights right in your face and you
blink
and you see those spots everywhere. Of course, if you're operating on a person and there's red and all these different colors and it's, you want to see clearly.
Yes, exactly. I would not recommend flashing your camera in your eye.
Because
it will hurt you and you'll see spots.
That's right.
To prevent this visual trickery, though, green or blue scrubs were used because they are the opposite of red on the color wheel.
Oh, interesting. Okay, very interesting. That's
so,
I like
prevent,
that.
P-R-E-V-E-N-T, prevent means to stop something from happening or someone from doing something.
Okay, for example, you know, people tell us to wash our hands to prevent catching a cold, right?
That's
if you
right.
do this, it'll stop something from happening. For example, Billy's parents prevented him from playing computer games by taking away his computer.
Yeah.
That would work.
You do your homework with paper and pencils.
You can stop someone doing it by taking the computer games away.
Okay, and then visual.
Yeah, right.
It just means relates to seeing.
That's right.
Just like audio, whatever.
Yes.
We're running out of time, and I'm not going to give you another example.
We do have an example sentence. Movies are a visual experience, meaning they have to be seen to be enjoyed.
That's right.
Right? You have to see the movie. It's all visual. All right, so we learned all about rings and fingers and why, and surgeons and colors and why. There's so much more we can learn, but I think we've done a good job for today.
Yes.
For You Chat.
Okay, Mike, would you like to ask today's For You Chat question?
There is nothing I would love more.
Oh, that's so nice.
Can I?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. The question is about marriage, right? We learned about wedding rings and why we wear them on certain fingers of the hand. Here's a bigger question about marriage. Do you want to get married? Do you want to be a husband to a wife? Why or why not?
Yes. I do want to get married.
Okay.
Because I have a girlfriend, and
you
I love her very much.
Well, that's nice.
And I would like to that way of saying, I will love you for as long as I live.
And will you buy her a nice ring and put it on the third finger of her left hand?
I would put a ring on that finger, mm-hmm, but I actually have a family heirloom, a ring that has been family for 75 years.
Oh, that's a great word, heirloom, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M. That's the kind of important family thing that's kind of passed down from grandfather to son, you know, through the generations. It could be a piece of jewelry or, you know, a grandfather might have an old car that,
A pen, something valuable.
It doesn't have to be worth a lot of money, but it means a lot. So, for example, this would be your grandfather's wedding ring or something like that?
It would be my grandmother's engagement
that's
ring.
That's nice. So getting married is nice. Continuing on family traditions is wonderful, too. So there's a question. You guys might be a little bit younger. How about you? Do you want to get married? Why or why not? Lots to chat about there.
Fun facts. 1. Have you ever wondered why happy couples getting married put rings on the third finger of their left hands? A. This is the most used finger on your left hand. B. People long ago believed a vein connected to the heart was in that finger. C. The number 3 is lucky, so people believe the marriage will be blessed. The bells are ringing if your answer is B. Though no such vein actually exists, Romans back in the day called it vena amoris, or vein of love. Amazingly, though, this is not the only possible reason for placing the ring on the third finger. The third finger is less used, so a ring on that finger is less likely to get in the way. 2. You've probably noticed hospital staff wear green or blue scrubs. Do you know why? A. It's because it makes them easy to spot while in the hospital. B. It's because they are less expensive to make than white scrubs. C. It's because they're easy on the eyes of doctors, especially surgeons. You've got a healthy mind if you guessed C. Surgeons originally wore white in the operating room. However, looking at the red insides of a patient and then the white outfit of a coworker caused them to see green spots. It's the same effect that happens to us after we see a direct flash of a camera. To prevent this visual trickery, green or blue scrubs were used because they are opposite red on the color wheel.
Vocabulary review.
Vein. The veins in people's arms look blue or green under the skin. Surgeon. The surgeon was able to remove the dangerous object that the little boy accidentally swallowed. Operating room. The operating room in a hospital has all sorts of medical tools and machines. Prevent. There are special creams that can prevent our skin from receiving sun damage. Visual. A speaker should try to use visual aids to help the audience understand better.